We're going to study a piece of Maral from Sefer Gevuros Hashem, Perek Nun Gimel. We're going to talk about the Arba Banim. And we're going to talk about the introduction to the four sons, the introduction to the Arba Banim, where the Baal Haggadah says, in a very, very grand way, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah, Li Yisrael Baruch Hu, Makshim Bazeh. The Maral begins straight off with a question. People ask, Lama Nosan Hashavach B'Makom Hazeh Al Nesinas HaTorah? Why talk here, Seder night, when discussing how we are in a Dusiach, we're in discussions with our children, various levels of knowledge, experience, interest, and we're being Mekayim Vigadat Levincha? Why now talk about the greatness of Torah and thank you Hashem for giving us Torah? Why at this juncture are we Mishabeach and thanking Hashem for Torah? Of course, there's reason to be Mishabeach and thank Hashem for Torah every day, but why at the Seder at this moment? Shekeneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. And discussing how the Torah has psukim that are for and express what the different kinds of children in Israel, different kinds of sons, need to hear and how we need to address them individually. Why this praise of Torah just here? V'yoser hu ro'i loses hashvach shenosan lanu mitzvos, matzah, pesach, maror. Wouldn't it be more appropriate to say, thank you Hashem for this wonderful opportunity to serve you and to do the avoda of Pesach and the mitzvos of Pesach, matzah, maror? Talk about that. The old kasha, lo makara oisai kan b'shem makar. Why specifically call Hashem makar? Baruch hamakar. B'havalei loymar, baruch hakadosh baruch hu. Talk about yud kevavke, baruch elokeinu. But why mahinyan hamakar shezocher kan yoser? That's the second question. V'yod kasha. Ma inyan arba abonim shehoye ro'i lemar echad tzadik ve'echad rosho. Talk about the four sons and talk about the opposite of a rosho, you would say a tzadik. Tzadik, rosho, and tam, she'en ide elishol, v'lama amar chacham v'rosho. Which many mefarshim ask and discuss. So these are our three questions. Upirish ha-mamer hazeh. The explanation of what the Baal Haggadah is saying is as follows. Achar shehevi kama gadol yitzias Mitzrayim. After telling us how important yitzias Mitzrayim is, and telling us how sipur yitzias Mitzrayim is this great mitzvah, and we need to do it with a sense of great commitment and without any holds barred, maybe for many, many hours. Kol ha-marbe l'saper hareza meshubach. So we have this great mitzvah. Ad shehatorah, so that the Torah, v'im shedarka b'kama mekam shelela harach b'kama dvarim shehem gufei ha-mitzvah. Even though the Torah sometimes does not go on at length or repeat issues that are fundamentally important to Yiddishkeit, and yet the Torah says it maybe in far fewer words and far fewer times than the Torah talks about Pesach and the mitzvah of V'higadat Levincha. Even though the Torah sometimes is very, very curt and very brief, here, the Torah goes not only on at length about Pesach, but discusses our telling it over in four different ways. You know, it's so famous, the Maamar of Rabbi Acha in Bereishis Rabbah, Yofa Sichoson Shal Avdei Avos Meitarason, right? That the Sicha of Avdei Avos, Eliezer Ever Avram, he's talking at length, and the Torah goes over the entire story as he repeats to Lavan and Besuel what his experiences were as he had come to Aram Naharaim. Terasan Shalbanim, meanwhile, the great 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 grandchildren of the Avos, the Tanaim and Amoraim, are busy trying to determine so much halacha where the Torah just gives us one or two or three words. The example is the din of Dam Sheretz. There's so much that has to be known and understood, and the Torah says, you'll figure it out. But the Torah doesn't tell it to us explicitly, and certainly doesn't repeat it many times. And here, when it comes to Magid, the Torah at length tells us about this mitzvah. Kan, le'katzra milahashiv, le'kol echad ve'echad, tshuva b'fnei atzmo. And here, for this mitzvah, the Torah not only says it more than once, but describes how you can and should relate the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, how you should be Mekayim Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, in so many different ways for all the different kinds of children. V'zehu shehevi zeh kan upasach baruch hamakayim. So this is the praise of Torah, and why we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaMakayim Yisbarach, who gave us the Torah. Kara Hashem Yisbarach Makayim Ki HaMakayim, which means a place or a context in which something exists. HaMakayim Boy Oymed HaDavar Asher Hu Makayim Loi. A Makayim is the context in which something else exists. That's what the idea of place, P-L-A-C-E, makom, means. The surrounding, the environment that makes it possible, that is host to what lives, what thrives, what exists within that makom. V'hamakom odef olav. But the makom, obviously, as the basis for what exists in that place, Odei Falav, is greater than whatever is there. The Makom is not just an address, it's the context, it's the housing, it's everything that makes it possible for what's within to be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makomo Shel Olam. V'hu yisbarach, mekomo shel olam. Everything that exists, exists within the context of the reality of yisbarach shemo. Mepnei shehu kolel hakol. Everything is in the context of the reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu envelops, so to speak, and encompasses everything that exists and everything that happens. Vein nimtze yotze mimenu. Nothing is without of him. Nothing is not within his existence. The odef aleihem. And he is more than. He exceeds them all. Mibli tachlis. Without measure. Lekach roi lekroisei makim. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called makim. Now,
he allows us to be in this world.
World is within him. Not only we are within the world, but the whole of creation and the universe itself is merely a dot of a physical reality within a bigger reality, which is him. And skip a few lines. Ukemoisha nikra makayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makayim because Ba'avur Shehu Kailul Hakol, because Hashem is the inclusive envelope of reality in which everything else exists. Kach nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah LiYisrael. That's how he gave Torah to Am Yisrael. Shekoilel HaKol. It's the same idea. The Torah is a reflection of the fact that everything is covered by Torah, and everything that we are and everything that we are to do and accomplish is within the reality of Torah. V'lo yimatzei davar shelo yihye nimtza b'Torah. There is nothing that's not found in Torah. Torah is not just the blueprint of the world, but it is a description of all that the purpose of the world and even events yet to unfold in this world, they are all to be found. They are all in the reality that is Torah. Torah is this wide, all-inclusive blueprint, this wide reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And what's in this Torah? What's in this Torah is every kind of message you need to share with your child. The Torah is being praised Seder night for the fact that whatever kind of message you need to craft for your child, it's included, it's there. You may need the wisdom to find it. You may have to decipher it and find it in Torah, but the message the child needs to hear is there. Which is a tremendous lesson for every parent and teacher, that in every word of Torah, there's that which the child can and should know and hear. We have to find the means to convey it. But the Torah goes, so to speak, out of its way to craft the message for all of our children. And the fact that it does it four times for four different kinds or styles of sons is a reflection of the breadth of Torah and how it's all inclusive. Ukamesh nikra makam bavurshu hukel lakol kach nasan akarish baruch Torah liYisrael shekel lakol v'lo yimatzei davar shelo yiyeh nimtza b'Torah ulefichach nasan hashvach al haTorah b'makom hazeh. That's why Torah is praised here. Kize nire malas haTorah hakoleles hakol. You can see the mila, meaning the greatness of Torah, the virtue of Torah, from the fact that it is so all-inclusive that it guides us with the message for each and every human being, for each and every yid, the message of Torah and how it needs to be crafted and expressed for each individual child. It's in the Torah. And that's why we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He answers here these two questions. Why HaMakom? Because the concept of Makom is the wide berth given so that so much can be included within. And when it comes to Torah, the Torah is reflective of that width and breadth so that every child can and is successfully addressed Pesach night. And the Torah went to the, again, to say the word, to the trouble of, to the extent that it would repeat the various kinds of messages that can and should be crafted so that each and every Jewish child is included and is successfully reached with the message on Pesach night. Baruch HaMakom, who in the wide breadth of his all-inclusive Torah gave us not one or two or three, four ways of expressing for each kind of child, for each one of our sons, so they can all be included. How to reach that child, the messages in the Torah. Lekach amar keneged arba banim dibra Torah, echad chacham ve'echad rosh. Now he explains why specifically these four kinds of sons, why these four kinds of children, and why it's not tzaddik in Russia, why is it chacham in Russia? Because, as he's going to say, it's all about how you come to grasp and appreciate knowledge. How you receive the Torah. Let's continue. Bir zeh. Ki abonim nachleku dafka la'arba'o chalokim. The bonim are in four distinct categories. Ki yesh ben shemoysif chochma umada. There is a son who always learns and gains knowledge. Bavur shehischachem. He has sought the wisdom, ladas dvarim, to come to know things, she'enam lefanov, that are not right in front of him, but rather he has inquired, he has studied, he has delved into the Torah to find the chachma, to acquire the chachma. V'hu mischakem aleihem. He uses his wisdom to understand them. V'kona chachma. He has acquired chachma. It's not something laid out on a silver platter. It's not something you watch, you know, on a TV screen. Not even on Zoom. But something that you work on so that it becomes a part of you. It becomes something that's within your heart and mind of your own nature. And that's why zaken means not age, but zekana chachma. That's what zaken means. That's zikna. V'zeh nikra chacham bavur shekana chachma. And that's why, if you look at the pasuk of the chacham's question, mo ha'edos v'chukim v'mishpatim hashatziva Hashem. What are the edus, the chukim, the mishpatim? Oh, I want to know all about the various kinds of mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded. Not just the mitzvah of Pesach. The pasuk, ma'edus chukim v'mishpatim, is not necessarily only about Pesach. Yet that's the question the chacham asks, because he doesn't only ask it on Pesach. He asks it all the time. This is a point that the Maral will make later on. So this is the first category of son, for whom it's not only Pesach, but it's all the mitzvahs. And then, of course, there's a message to be shared for the sake of that son. That's number one. That's the chacham. Hasheni. There's another category. She'ein by taisefais, ve'ein by migaras. He is not looking for and is not increasing his knowledge, nor is he destructive of whatever he does know, or I should say he doesn't, so to speak, disrespect knowledge once it's gained. This is someone where he has chachma, but he doesn't make effort to gain more chachma. Rak lishol al hadvarim kaasher yira shinur. When presented with something that's different, he's going to ask, what's this? So that's the tam. When he sees something that's very different, he asks, mazois. And now, we'll be interested enough to find out what the nature of it all is. And the answer will suffice. He's not going to delve into it more. He's not going to take it to another level. That's the category of the tam. Later on, the Maral explains, that's why the question of the tam is written in the Torah, where the Torah is describing the mitzvah of arifas peter chamor. That if you have a firstborn donkey, you should be redeeming it by giving a lamb, by giving an animal to a kohen. And if you don't, then you have to take the life, you have to decapitate and kill the firstborn chamar. Now it's a very different kind, starkly different kind of mitzvah. And there is where the Torah says, you know, and if your son shall ask, and it's the question of the tam. Specifically there, at Arifas Peter Chamor. Why? So the Maral later says, because that's the tam. When something is starkly different and amazing, the tam says, wow, what's this? Mazos. That's the nature of the tam. Shekol mi sheyira shinui, when you see something so different, ra'i lo l'shol. V'meina shoyal chasim min ha'yidia. If he doesn't ask, so chasim min ha'yidia, then he's very far from knowing. So Pesach night, we do things that are different. And we do it specifically so that even the child who needs to see things are very different, otherwise he's really just going to be quite complacent and quite docile. He's not going to ask, he's not going to be curious, unless we give him what to be curious about. That's the tam. That's another kind of son. Veha shlishi, the third, hu she peiches min hayidia. This one is one who really is far from knowledge, meaning he doesn't seek it, and he wouldn't even ask, not even when something is very different. She'af al gav shehu roya shinu. This is a child who's very, very ordinary and not very driven to know, to understand. But at least they're all respectful of Chachma. The one who is constantly seeking Chachma, the one who will ask and wants out of curiosity to know when something is conspicuously, boldly standing out and begging for understanding. And then a child who you have to really engage the child and you need to, you know, somehow raise the child's interest, otherwise the child really will not know and will not seek knowledge. Those are the three basic categories. But there's a fourth, and that's the Rasha. Omnam yesh hefech hachacham. There's the opposite of the chacham. Kimeisha hachacham is chakim biyediyah yaser v'tesefes. As the chacham wants to know the Torah of Hashem more and more, yesh kenegdai shehu chacham lahara. You have, unfortunately, the Rasha who uses wisdom and cunning, lahara, for an evil purpose. Lishol divrei minus, to seek out heresy, to seek out kfira, and grounds for rejection of, to turn on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. As we say about him, kafar be'ikar. V'zehu bevadai tesefes, ki kol minus hu davar tesefes ra. Sure, it's more. Sure, it's new, meaning it's not something that is served up to him or that exists. He looks for the excuses to not do Avodas Hashem. He looks for the arguments that are contra Torah and mitzvos. That's the Chacham Lahara. So the Maral is saying that the reason to say Chacham Rasha is because indeed, the Rasha is the one who has the ability to use his mind to gain knowledge for positive purposes, but decides instead to use his ability to inquire, to use his skills for negative purposes, to literally break down and destroy Jewish life, to defy the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh nikra rasha, pirish, rasha b'chachma lehischakein b'divrei minus. He is not a fool. He's very wise, but his wisdom is used bedivrei minus, in a heretical fashion. Shekol asha noita lara nikra rasha. When something is used for the wrong purpose, and that's the proclivity of the rasha, that's why he's called rasha. And so if you look at Shemais Yud Beis, Psukim Chav Hei, Chavav, Chav Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you shall do this avoda. That's the pasuk, one or two psukim before the pasuk of the Rasha, where the Torah says, "Va'avadatem es ha'avoda hazais." You should do this avoda. Then comes the question of the Rasha. That if you have a son who asks, "Moha avoda hazais lachem," and then comes the answer to the Rasha. So the point of the psukim is that there's an avoda that should be done for great reasons, with great purpose, but there'll be a child who says, I don't want that you do the avoda. Why should we do the avoda? Let's skip the next few lines to the arrow. Ulekach makdim hechochem v'achachach hefech shaloi shehu harasha. So that's why it's not tzaddik and rasha, but it's chacham, who uses wisdom and seeks wisdom for all positive purposes, and then hefech shaloi, the opposite, which is the rasha, who has wisdom but uses it and seeks out all kinds of ways, a ruse, an excuse for heresy and for kfira. Ki ha-hafechim yesh lehem yediyah achas. They all know, there's all a certain core knowledge and truth that the Chacham seeks and to build upon, and the Rasha wishes, while he knows it and understands it, to destroy it. Ki min hatov nikar oisei shehu ra. By knowing and appreciating the Chacham, who builds for and for the sake of knowledge, you can appreciate what's so wrong and what's so negative about the Rasha, on the other hand, because it's shehu ra, shehu hafeichai, because it's the evil that is the opposite of the Chacham. The evil that's the opposite of our Chacham, who's looking for knowledge and to expand knowledge for a positive purpose, is the Rasha, where what the Rasha does know is used for destructive purposes. V'achakach zachram keseder. And then the Seder goes on with the Tam, who does seek knowledge, but only when there's something that clearly, you know, inspires him or causes him to ask the question and seek out understanding. Otherwise, the Tam would really not necessarily pursue Chachma the way the Chacham does. And then finally, the child who really has to be sought out and who has to be reached, because that is the She'eni De'elishol. So what has the Maral here said? He has said that the Torah, in its magnificence and breadth, has given us the means and the directives, go to each child, address each child. Each child is to be addressed, and each child is to be addressed with a crafted message that's unique and that's special, but crafted so that you can succeed in reaching all of your children. And we praise Hashem and the Torah for giving us this ability and giving us the directions of how to do this, because all of our children can be reached successfully. There is a way for the Torah's message to reach each and every child. So we praise Hashem for that. And then the Maral has explained that these kinds of children, these categories of children, are not just different categories of children, but they are categories of how a child learns, how a child becomes knowledgeable, by his own effort, and because he sharpens and hones his skills, or where he has been exposed to something that's glaringly different, so that his curiosity is piqued. Or a child who is just kind of happy being left alone, but you have to, you know, kind of encourage him or her. At psach lo. And then there's the child who has the wisdom, but who applies it negatively, and instead of building upon it positively, wishes to tear down faith itself. That's the Rosh. So the four sons are all about knowledge of Torah, how it's gained, and hopefully for positive purposes, versus the Rosh, where, beware, the Rosh's knowledge is used in a corrupting fashion. So it's not just four kinds of sons, but rather it's sons who are going to need to hear the message in a particular way. The Chacham who is looking for the message and seeking out the message. The Tam who will be open to more knowledge, particularly when he sees that this is a special moment and that there are special mitzvahs being fulfilled, he'll want to know more. The She'eni Yodei Lishol, who will have to be reached proactively. And then, of course, the Rasha, who we have to be concerned with and who we have to discourage him from using his wisdom and using knowledge in a negative way. Each of the psukim in the Torah that reflect these different sons, these different children, reflect their very unique ways of learning and their unique reasons for the purpose of learning. So it's in the case of the Chacham that he wants all knowledge, not only in this particular case, not only in the case of this mitzvah. The Rasha is concerned with Avodah. He doesn't want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk by the Rasha is all about Avodah. The Pasuk of the Tam is the Pasuk of the Arifas Peter Hamar. He's going to be, you know, stirred, and his interest is going to be piqued because he sees things that cause him to say, well, let me find out more. And the She'en Yodei Lishol, of course, is the one who we have to reach. We have to reach him. We have to be proactive and explain to him what he might not even be seeking to understand, even on the night of Pesach. So we have to point, you know, to the Pesach and Matzah and Maror, and tell him the story, and say Bavur Zeh Osa Hashem Li. So the psukim are reflecting the unique attitude and disposition that each of the sons has to Torah knowledge, and specifically to the knowledge of the Torah and the mitzvos of Pesach night.